Paul Slack is Good News Planet. I'm here in Beijing. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm like, it's amazing I'm here. And I'm here with two good friends, also members, and actually running the CEO clubs here, the global CEO clubs. We have our chairman, JP Lee. There's his card. And we also have his wonderful assistant who just assisted me on getting an air flight out of here, and then she's also going to help me. I'm going to get a room here in town, stay over another night because I'm exhausted. This is Paul Slackus, and I'm here with two good friends. Hi, how are you both?
I'm good, thank you.
Hi. Ni hao ma. So this is the CEO clubs in action. So I'm a CEO club member in New York, Paul Slackus, and I'm stuck a little bit because I don't know all the details of getting things done. We're in a very nice hotel here. And then JP and May said that we all, CEO clubs, have a relationship at another hotel.
Yeah.
And she helped me save a lot of money to get on an airplane flight. And they're giving me details that are worth a lot. And that's what a membership with CEO clubs does.
Yeah.
And so tell us a little bit about the international aspect of the CEO clubs, JP.
Okay, CEO club, you know, right now, Joe and me working together now, try to establish the CEO club everywhere, like worldwide. So far, we established more than 18 chapters internationally. Now I'm actually in charge of Beijing in China, and, you know, we really want to help our CEO members around the world to do business in different countries, to learn each other and do business together, making money, having fun. Now I'm working with Paul, I'm sitting with Paul now. I'm helping him some sort of airplane, hotel matter, and also in future, I would like to do some business maybe with David together.
Yeah, we talked about different business projects potentially to do together, real estate concepts, media concepts, not only here in China, in America, in other countries that the CEO clubs are involved with. So what that really means, this is a hands-on group, the CEO clubs, right?
Yes.
It's, it's to do business. It's not just a social club.
Sure.
It's a business club, right?
Sure.
And I think the nice thing about it is it's the CEOs are not necessarily CEOs of the Fortune 100 companies, the Fortune 50 companies, that are in it's a different kind of they're not as entrepreneurial. They're, established 100-year-old companies.
Sure.
So we're like out there working hard to succeed, right? So tell us about some of the kinds of members that are here in the Beijing Club. Because you said it's only 3,500 or something like that?
Yes.
Tell us some of the kinds of things they're working in.
Actual real estate developer in Beijing. They're willing to invest some real estate project in New York. They are looking for these opportunities. Right now, I try to send them maybe three months later to go there to meet Paul and talk about the business opportunities.
All right. That sounds good to me. That sounds very good.
Yeah.
And then going back this way, what can we do with some of our American members to do projects here in Beijing and around? And you have how many offices here in China?
Sure. You know, in the past, like 15 years, I received more than maybe 1,000 CEOs from America, from other countries. No, more than 1,000 CEOs. I'm helping them to establish business in China. Basically, we have China trip, we call. We purpose to the China trip, we do visit China, learn China, and investment in China, do business in China, making money and having fun in China. So this is my purpose, to helping our CEO members to establish their business in China, basically. And we call what meaning China? Called People's Republic of China. PRC. What meaning PRC? When you do business in China, the P meaning patient. You have to be patient. R meaning relationship. In China, you have to have established your relationship with the people, with the government, the mirrors. Then you have better deal. C meaning cash. Then you have to have money. When you have money, not the check in the mail. But you have money, definitely can make a lot of money in China.
All right, cash is king. Last two questions. First question, last question. That was very good. Well, do you have a website?
Yes, I have a website.
Uh-huh. What is the website?
GlobalCEOClubs.com.
Okay. Now, two last questions. First question is, what is good news for you? What's good news? What do you consider good news?
Oh, my business, of my personal maybe.
Personal, business, any way you want.
Now I'm actually worked for the Mutual Finance before. In 1980s, I worked for the ministers. So my major is finance, and the economics, finance, and banking. So I know a lot of people, you know, friends in banking, in bank, in the financial areas. So in future, if some people, American CEOs, want to do business in China for financially, I definitely can help.
All righty. I want to last question, because I mentioned to you, we're working to bring our peace initiative, Respect for All program, here into China.
Yeah.
And we want to talk to the Department of Education in China. And so I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? So, JP, what does peace mean to you?
Yeah, I think this is exactly good project, and also everybody in the world need it, even Chinese government need it. So I think Paul did good things for the peace and also education, because peace and plus education meaning life in future. So we Chinese people really like, you know, the peaceful and at the same time have learning each other, learn foreign cultures, Chinese culture, because culture different. So if different country, different culture, even do business differently. So the why we need to learn education. Education not only, you know, economic education, but you have learned from people for the culture. This is the part of learning. This is why we call the, in CEO clubs, we call it making money, having fun, where we are learning. The learning is very important.
Beautiful. And May, what do you think? You agree?
Yes.
You feel good about that? This makes sense to you?
Yeah.
It's good?
You're happy with me. I'm happy.
In the CEO Club worker, Microsoft GP main boss. Very, very good.
Okay. Let me ask her.
She likes working with CEO Clubs.
Let her ask in Chinese. What does peace mean to you? Maybe you, JP, you can say.
Yeah.
Ask her the question in Chinese.
Chinese.
And Mandarin. Ask May, what does peace mean? And she can answer me in Chinese.
She said, you can use Chinese to say, what is peace? Peace is what? Peace. Peace. Use Chinese to say? Yes,
Chinese.
This peace
is the understanding of peace. Everyone is different. My understanding is that we hope America and China 友好的交往，经常的互动，像曼库索经常来中国，我们也经常去美国，我们有很好的友谊。
谢谢。Okay, thank you both. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.